yo, Black, it's time.
Word. Bird is timing. It's time, man.
One on the radio, since the 6 o'clock blitz.
No joke, I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm gonna make sure.
Warm it up, gang. 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 Warm it up.
We are the winning jump band sound. You cannot cross the border. Cause we are clan body. You will come to me, kill you already. And you and your follow around. There is no form of threat to we call when it comes to lyrics.
Time goes by, and I for it not. We in this together, son, your beef is mine. So long as the sun shines to light up the sky. We in this together, son, your beef is mine.
Clap at your soldiers, sober, that lead back is sober, killer.
I get money, I get money.
I get it.
Go.
Y'all know what time it is.
Go.
One of the 6 o'clock blitz. Yo, Van City, it's your boy Supreme Freedom, a.k.a. Hard Body Dreams.
And Guilty Black, yo, brilliance illuminating another conscious knowledge.
Got my man Digital on the decks. Digi, what's the science, baby?
Yo, just here chilling with the people tonight, you know what I mean?
All day long, baby, all day long. Yo, it's a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday. As usual, we came to hit you with nothing but the dopest music on the planet.
Yes, sir. You know, because that's what we do. We got one of the baddest, I'm telling you, selectors out here right now, man.
Yo, man.
They got people running to Shazam, bro. Running to Shazam because those tracks are so fire, man.
You know what I'm saying? Got the whole university on. Everybody's on the. Come on, man. Everybody right now on the university is like, yo, one on the radio, 6 o'clock blitz. Y'all heard about this, man? It's the hottest joint right now, man.
I'm telling you, man. We got guys coming in, you know, just, you know, they just outside listening, you know, outside the booth here. And, you know, really like heartfelt, man. You know, shout out to homie came through, you know, and laid it out and said, you know, I really appreciate what you guys are doing. And, you know, this is how I'm feeling. And I can't express myself. And you guys allow me to express myself. So shout out to you, man. Kudos to you, kid.
Word is bomb, kid.
The world is yours.
The world is yours. It's mine. It's mine.
Mine is mine.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours.
It's mine. It's mine, it's mine.
And that's for real, though, man.
You know what I mean? And everything is possible, man. You know what I'm saying? Especially in the world of quantum mechanics. You know what I mean? There's infinite possibilities. You know what I'm saying? Infinite possibilities of you in a multiverse. And all you got to do is magnetize it to you, man. You know what I'm saying? Become that frequency, you know? And today's lesson is, you know, dealing with today's supreme mathematics being culture or freedom. See, culture is your way of life. And freedom is the ability to do as you choose. See, what's a culture that doesn't have freedom? You know what I'm saying? If you live in a culture that's death, then there's no freedom in that. You in captivity. You know what I'm saying? You in enslavement, right? Whether you in enslavement to the mind of yourself or to the mind of someone else, dictating every move, right? So it's in order. It's important that you find your own way to live. You know, and make sure that it's right and exact. You know what I mean? For you, and you know, with One Order, we here to always elevate the culture of hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, and really bring unity and, you know, not uniformity, you know what I'm saying, not a bunch of robots coming off of an assembly line, you know what I mean, you know what I mean?
The way the game seems to be nowadays,
you
man.
You know what I mean, you know? They were saying hip-hop was dead, you know what I mean, but it's looking like there's, you know, a few different artists out there who's really reviving the game.
Most def, man.
And, you know, we...
Most def.
And look, man, that's what we want to do as well. You know what I'm saying? We want to breathe life back into that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, most definitely. You know, I mean... You know, it's crazy out there, you know? People getting stabbed and stuff, you know? I just heard on the news that, yo, man, dude just tried to stab like 4 people. The cops had to shoot him down and stuff like that. Yo, people, be safe out there. You know what I'm saying? We've had a lot of trials and tribulations in these last 4 years, you know? Going on 5 years here, right? So just be vigilant. And just be safe out there and be aware of your surroundings. I just want to say that.
Yeah, man. I mean, what about that? What about that young black male that was just found? You know what I'm saying? Who went missing right out there?
Yeah, that's definitely a mystery story. You know, he like supposedly he got on one bus. You know, like if you're familiar with Surrey at all, you know, he got on, I believe it was 96, and then at 128, and then he went to 120th, would be Scott Road. Right, so I heard, you know, he took the bus one way and then got off and jumped on the other way. I think it was something like eight transfers or something like that, right?
Mm.
So it just seems a little strange, right? It seems a little odd, you know. Some people think, you know, he was followed or something. And I said, well, if he was being followed, why wouldn't he just go to the bus driver? You know, can you call the police for me? I'm in danger, or you know, make it aware while he's on the bus, while there's so many witnesses, right?
Mm.
And stuff like that. And you know, it's just strange. And I just can't wait to hear the autopsy and what transpired. And how, you know, he came to rest, right?
Yeah.
And just shout out to his family, you know, and
most definitely,
and everybody who helped with the searches and stuff like that. Just want to say that, you know.
Yeah, man, and you know, shout out to all of those other families that are, you know, that have gone through the same thing, right? And that, you know, maybe their family or their loved ones didn't get the same publicity. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, young children and youth going missing is happening all the time, you know what I mean? And we probably don't even hear 85% of it, you know what I'm saying? So
true to that.
There's a lot of people out there, you know, their families that had their children, or, you know, older, you know, elderly people. I mean, just so many different wickedness going on out there, you know? And so,
and there's good people too, right? And don't forget that, you know, there's still good people out here, right? And not everybody is wicked. And,
yeah, I gotta constantly remind my brother over here about that, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, Scorpio-minded, right?
Yeah, I mean, I gotta constantly remind my brother that.
Scorpio-minded,
not everybody out there trying to sting you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the majority is, though, you know?
No.
I mean, those that'll be left to be seen, right? One of those debates and stuff, right?
True indeed. So, Digi, man, let's run the first joint, man.
What is it you say when you're worried or concerned about the words in the song? What do you say?
Oh, yeah, we want to always give you a content warning, explicit warning that, you know, whatever we play here, sometimes it might have, you know, some explicit content. So we just give you that warning. But, you know, we strive to always play, you know, the clean and good. And, but, you know, sometimes,
so fresh and so clean.
But sometimes hip hop is just so raw like that it just be like that.
But hold on, man. You know, it's 2024, and sometimes you got to see through a word or a word or two. There is a deeper message.
There's got to be a deeper message, because if it ain't, it's getting cut like hydro.
Let's go, baby.
You want none, wanna bring it, get done. Flashback, 88, ragtop, Volvos. One court solo, slash for logos. 200 hyenas roam the arena. Scheming on a truck Chevy, quick to rush Chevy. Criminal mental, satanic pen pal. Wild style on your wax, temped out. Most notable, hip-hop quotable. See many win, only one, got a show to do. Floor soaking wet, with the drinks and dance sweat. Tell me which click got the deadliest handset. I make the mic pump, force make your feet stump. Murderous beats move like rope for you to jump. In the 2-inch, tighten with the woo wrench. Non-qualifying, John Bench, spin the reel. Enough vegetables on the grill. Got a deal, no return with the broke shell. Yo, breaker, 1-9, you can't rhyme. Y'all just wanna shine, get offline.
I use and abuse all groups and crews, I can't lose. Straight up and down, I'm bad news like the Bears. We folks from under the stairs, pack a hair trigger. Scared, don't dare,
hand from the rear. I smash through like a John Deere. Plant a bomb in your ear, then disappear with the speed that I reach Mark 5. Pop job, that's why they on the opposite side. Riders trying to make their way inside. Boy, analyze, my can't be amplified. Certified live, right before your third eye. Supply the mental high for the fiendish. Through the intravenous, see it like a widescreen zenith. Got sweetness, wanna show me a cleavage. Leave it to the specialist, leave your wig split. Leaving no witness, it's a mean business. We mean business, invest in cream. Till my exit screen, I stay plotting on my next scheme. Next scheme. Blessed with the art that pierces, shoot dart. I choke the bass, leave the treble to the rebel. A large us, embrace his face with the metal. Danger, who open the door to the chamber? Let the run out wild with the banger. Hip hop socialize, enterprise. Snubs in the club, 20 wizards, about 300 in Union Square. Or could it be the armory? 52 low hand, touch the ground, strike his knee. Pass the heat to my man. Windmill backhand, bust your nose gland. Mic stand, mic crash a wild fan. The aqua, city of Atlantis, mantis. Flying locusts, surrounding your pose. A bomb only has one time to explode. I blow and break and quake your whole state. Throw this with that and make me a take.
Break up, 1-9, can't rhyme. Y'all wanna shine, get on blind.
They just Google and they search us. I ain't been home since the day after Versus. Same results any day. Numbers shot up the way they should have been anyway. Yeah, I just caught the paper. And rest in peace, Bismarck. They just caught the vapors. What's up?
Put you pussies in your proper place. Money is the only thing I gotta chase. Every hop I had, I gotta race. They want me give it to them, but they got. Ringing, ringing, ringing. Phone keep ringing, 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 ringing.
Young boy, if you only 20, then you 20 years late. I've been coming up with bars for like 20 years straight. To get my recognition took a 20-year wait. But I've been coming up with bars for like 20 years straight.
A whole 20 years.
Yeah, a whole 20 years straight.
A whole 20 years.
Yeah, a whole 20 years straight. You know how much time grinding 20 years takes. I've been coming up with bars for like 20 years straight. I wasn't young and dumb. I always brung my gun. I'm a smart dude. I sold pints of wet next to Huntington Park pool. To pay tuition, chicken got my son in some smart schools. And for my fam, I turned someone into shark food. What I'm chasing is not clout. A lot of niggas dropped out, but still be drawn like they coming from art school. My gang bang guns, same ones that the narcs use. But homicide gon' be the ones that come if they spark tools. Try to run is a smart move. That's what I suggest you do. It's clear you're unaware of the cats that I'm connected to. I got a text from that cat that's standing next to you. I could've responded, but the fact that I neglected to, the reason you still breathing, nigga, I saved your life. Could've put a bag on your head, nigga, and paid the price. I gave a grave to a couple niggas, I gave advice. I raised the pipe plus a couple niggas, I gave young the boy, knife. If you only 20, then you 20 years late.
Late.
I've been coming up with bars for like 20 years straight.
Straight.
To get my recognition took a 20-year wait.
Late.
But I've been coming up with bars for like 20 years straight.
A whole 20 years.
Yeah, a whole 20 years straight.
A whole 20 years.
Yeah, a whole 20 years straight.
Straight.
You know how much time grinding 20 years takes.
Take.
I've been coming up with bars for like 20 years straight.
Straight.
Let's brawl, y'all niggas afraid to fight. If you punch back the back in your raps, nigga, I made you nice. Nigga, I stayed up nights perfecting this rap shit, so I'm not respecting or I'm not requesting that rap shit. You say you a magician, they expect to see hat tricks. You say that you be spitting, they expect to see track lists. Expose what you showed, then expect to be blacklist. I made some people mad, I ain't expect to be that pissed. At label meetings, I did not expect to see black fists. But when I signed my deal, I ain't expect to be catfish. You gotta like life, cause she definitely that bitch. I'm always cooking up. That shit sexy to fat
young
chicks.
Boy, if you only 20, then you 20 years late.
Late.
I've been coming up with bars for like 20 years straight.
To get my recognition took a 20-year wait.
Late.
But I've been coming up with bars for like 20 years straight.
A whole 20 years.
Yeah, a whole 20 years straight.
A whole 20 years.
Yeah, a whole 20 years straight.
Straight.
You know how much time grinding 20 years takes.
Take.
I've been coming up with bars for like 20 years straight.
Straight.
You know I smoke heavy. And it's definitely that piff. I copped the litter box. It's not Reggie, it's cat piss. Instead of see rat snitch, I'd rather him not speak. You with a nigga chick, then you should ask him to not tweet. A billion niggas rapping, nearly half of them got beef. I seen a million fiends and less than half of them got teeth. I needed every bag I seen. I can't feel bad for fiends. Martin had a dream. I would've asked them to not sleep. Bars.
Y'all know what time it is, baby. One Order Radio, 6 o'clock blitz. Playing nothing but the illest spits. Y'all know what time it is. And so, man, we just ran that first joint, man. That GZA joint, man. Classic. Ooh. Breaker.
Yeah, Big Daddy Kane,
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, deck with him, you know what I mean? I love hearing them brothers come together, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man, and then we had to play that classic. Yo, man, I'm telling you right now, it's about to be a classic. It's going to be a classic. That Freeway and Jada. Phone ring-a-ring-a-ring-a-ring.
Yeah, when I heard that, yo, man, play
come
that
on,
out,
man.
Put your in your proper place. Money's the only thing I got to chase.
You know what I mean?
Deep song, man. You know, he poured his heart on that one.
Right?
Real,
you know
man.
What I mean? Shout out to Free Wizzle, man.
Shout out to Free Wizzle.
You know what I mean? It seems like a lot of them brothers got a lot of things to say about Jigga, you know what I mean?
Rockefeller, eh?
Yeah, man. You know what I mean? And we just finished it off with that Cassidy 20 years.
20 years! I've been rhyming for like 20 years straight.
You 20 years late.
Oh.
I've been rapping, I got balls for like 20 years
straight.
Ah. Man, that's how they be feeling about me sometimes, man.
Oh!
Hey, Paisano, why you always gotta make it about you, huh? Hey, yo.
Hey, Paisano.
Yo.
Yo, man, we out here having fun, man. It's all good, baby. It's all good.
In due time.
There's a big show going on this Saturday, Sagittarius Soiree.
Party, party, party.
Lounge down there on Thurlow, hosted by one of my favorite females in the city, female artist. She go by the name of Ndidi Cascade. Shout out to Ndidi.
Go girl.
I know it's going to be her birthday party. And, you know, there's a lot of different artists on the bill. It's going to be off the chain, you know what I mean? Pretty much since I've been connected with her, you know, for the last few years, she's always had the Sagittarius Soiree. You know, it's What do they call those? An annual? It's like an annual thing.
Annual event.
You know
man.
What I'm saying? An annual event. And yeah, you know, you can definitely get your tickets online at what I believe is Eventbrite, as well as you can go to Ndidi Cascade Music on Instagram and tap in with her. You know, I know DJ LTIRE will be spinning. There's a gang of different people that are gonna be on that bill, man. Even my man's K-Ski, and we're gonna definitely be performing that Ultra Magnetic.
It's a joint right now, man. You know what I mean?
Word is bond, man. Word is bond. You know what I'm saying? So it's
me and K-Ski go back like
Malcolm X and Bumpy.
Yo.
True and living the God style is lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, what's going on in the hip-hop industry? Guilty?
Yo, man, it don't stop right now. You know, like, we going from Puffy. Now we going to Drake and Kendrick, you know what I mean? We had Drake and Kendrick go on for a minute now. But it's actually escalated to the point where now Drake's camp wants to sue Universal Music Group for saying that they pumped Kendrick more than they pumped him, right? Mm-hmm. And
no Diddy.
without Diddy's influence, right? but yeah, so you know they're going at Universal Music Group, and you know he's bringing the feds in, bro. He's bringing the feds in on a rap battle. How do you feel about that? You know, with all the rap battles that happen, and I'm not saying they're all good things, you know, but you know it is a culture in a way, right? And yeah, how do you feel about calling or suing or whatever in a rap battle?
Yeah, well, it seems like he's suing him for defamation of character. And I think that, you know, the reason why he's really suing him is because, you know, this is my opinion, is that because, you know, Kendrick called him a pedo and all that stuff, right? And it's obvious that when you have two artists that are on, you know, basically the same record company, right, record label, you know, one's getting pushed more than the other.
Hold on. Is one getting pushed more than the other, or is it the best man wins, right?
Well, I'm like, just saying allegedly this is what
it's not
this
the
is,
best man wins.
This is the thing, is that in the lawsuit, it's talking about how Universal Music Group worked with Spotify and created and they brought bots into the situation to, you know, basically take over the algorithm, so that was gonna get pushed more. You see what I'm saying? That's what's in the lawsuit, right? So, you know, regardless, I mean, whether that's the truth or not, you know what I mean? It seems like, because there's a lot that's going on with this right now. Like, as I was doing the knowledge to it, there's a lot that's going on to it. Like, for example, Kendrick just announced that he's going to be doing a tour with him and SZA, and the one Canadian stop, guess where it's going to be? In Toronto.
The six, eh?
And guess what? What stadium he's going to be doing it at? The Blue Jay Stadium. Stadium that not even Drake's been in. and that's his city. So there's a lot of, you know, obviously, like, people are talking about this, right? And so allegedly one of Drake's goons, top five, he sent some kind of post on social saying, basically, like, yo, I respect the man if he comes without any police security. You know what I'm saying? And then one of Kendrick's goons, what's the name? Hitter J3, said, "We'll see you there." You know what I'm saying? So you got this thing going on.
It's real political. It's real political. Right, but I mean, back to the question at hand, right? Like, regardless, like, you know, isn't it for you to come with a tougher tune, right? Like, you know what I mean? When you shoot back, right, you gotta shoot back with, like, a better tune. Isn't that the way you win the battle, right? Like, what's this showing everybody else, right? What this is like a case of precedence in a way, right? I know other artists have been sued, right? But I'm just saying, you know, this one is a case of precedent, especially in our time right now. You know, it's like, it's a real feelings thing, right? And who started it, right? Who started this, right? Who started it, right? Sometimes, you know, you better be careful what you wish for, right? You know what I mean? Because they unleashed a dragon in this cat, right? Kendrick, you know what I mean? And, you know, you see J. Cole's like, "Hey, man, this ain't me. Let me just keep spitting my fire." You know what I'm saying, right? Mm-hmm. This ain't me, right? Mm-hmm. And, I can't knock Drake, because when you're at the top, everybody's going to come for your head, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, you got to stay in your lane, right? And I see brothers felt like he stepped out of his lane, right? But at the same time, they're also using this to go against each other, right? All of a sudden, it's turned into a light-skinned, dark-skinned thing. You know what I'm saying, right? Like, Drake represents every light-skinned individual on the planet or something, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, right? And we've always had that amongst our people, right? And I'm sure it goes on in many.
They said Drake was white, though. They said he's not black, right?
Well, no.
That's what he said.
Like, listen to how Charlamagne. But it's so funny. Charlamagne called it, right? He called it, like, 6 months ago. He really did, you know? He's like, "Drake's probably going to sue." And it was like, "Oh, hell no." You know? And look what happens, right? You know? Right? Because, yeah, like you're saying, defamation of character and all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's big, right? But, hey, man, it all goes with the game, man. It's part of the culture, man. You know?
I disagree with that. Guilty.
Okay, go on.
I don't think it's part of the culture. I think it's been added to the culture. Just like we see Diddy and all this baby old Batman business with all the favorite artists from the 90s that we used to love, and maybe still love, because it's just music. I think it's a show.
The way they're glossing it up with the Nick Cannon shows and all that stuff and making it, yeah, okay, I understand all that, right?
No, well, in 2024, you know, you don't just lose the battle and walk away, right? If the NBA and the NFL is all fixed due to the fact we bet on it and they can make an extra dollar off that, that's what's important to them. It's no longer about the game and the sport. Hip-hop, if it was a true battle, who cares about the bots and, you know, things? Who cares? It doesn't matter. If you're in a room with a whole bunch of people, there's no bots. If they did that...
Oh, no, you can't say that, bro. Like, social media is so influential, right? It's so influential. So it's almost like, you know, when they want to make a song a hit, right? They'll play it like 10 times an hour. You know what I'm saying, right? And eventually you're going to be singing it, regardless if you like it or not.
I don't think Kendrick won the battle. I personally prefer Drake's music. Personally.
Yourself?
Myself. I prefer Drake's tunes over Kendrick's. That big song he plays, like, I'm not even really a fan of it. Not a fan. Not that I don't like Kendrick. I like Kendrick's music, but I found Drake's music more entertaining to me. You know, that's my opinion.
Yeah, you've always been an R&B guy. Not rapping beats, but rhythm and blues. Yeah, you love your rhythm and blues, right? And I think